From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. If you're thinking of buying your first home, there are 8,000 reasons to do it fast. 8,000 is how many dollars you could get as a tax credit. The federal government has been trying to prop up the housing market by offering the credit, but the offer is set to expire at the end of next month. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, that deadline has sent home buyers racing and has lawmakers thinking about extending the credit.
Here's something we've learned from government incentive programs this year. If you pay people to buy something, they will. And that's especially true when they think the payments are about to end. Just as the short-lived Cash for Clunkers program brought people flocking to car lots this summer, the $8,000 home buyer's credit has them lining up at open houses. The credit's been available since the economic stimulus measure passed back in February, but Atlanta real estate agent Carrie Lucas says it's the looming expiration of the credit that's really got shoppers moving.
All the first-time home buyers that have been procrastinating, they basically have to have their home under contract within the next probably 10 days in order to make sure they can close by the end of November. So it's been a complete frenzy.
Lucas figures he spent about 20 hours in her car this past weekend shuttling eager clients from one house to the next.
When I finished with that, I went and listed a home that was perfect for a first-time home buyer, and I literally put the sign in the ground, and a realtor and their buyers came up, and we had an offer, I think, within 4 hours.
Lucas says September was the busiest month her office has had in 7 years. Nationwide, pending home sales have been on the rise for 7 months in a row. But just as auto sales dropped sharply once the Cash for Clunkers program ended, real estate pros are bracing for a letdown if the tax credit is allowed to sunset.
I've heard a few other agents kind of chuckle and say it's going to be a cold, dark winter.
Not if some lawmakers, like Georgia Senator Johnny Isaacson, can help it. Isaacson, a former real estate executive himself, wants to extend the tax credit, make it bigger and more widely available. The National Association of Realtors is backing that idea. Spokesman Walter Maloney says it would help a housing market that is not yet self-sustaining.
We'd like to see it extended through 2010. And in fact, we'd like to see it expanded to all buyers, not investors, not people buying second homes, but the people buying a home to live in. Certainly, there's a cost to the Treasury in offering this, but the economic benefit, it gives you a pretty big bang for the buck.
But some people think the tax credit is an $8,000 dud. Andrew Jakubowicz is with the Center for American Progress, a think tank closely aligned with the Obama administration. He admits the tax credit brought some people off the sidelines into the housing market, but he says most of the people who got the money were already there.
4 out of 5 of the buyers were given $8,000 for doing something they were going to do anyway. So from that perspective, while there are stimulative effects, it's a very costly credit.
Asked about the president's position on extending the tax credit this week, White House spokesman Robert Gibbs was noncommittal. Jakubowicz believes the government should continue to prop up the housing market, but thinks it could do so in a more targeted way.
That money could theoretically go towards foreclosure prevention and other housing market interventions that would be more effective at stabilizing markets and things like that.
Even real estate agent Carrie Lucas has some doubts about just how long the government can keep giving handouts to every first-time home buyer.
Personally, I would love to have it extended, but I can't even imagine what the bill is at this point for the government.
The cost so far tops $11 billion and counting. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.